New Millennium Entertainment presents a collection of mystery stories with a sporting theme.
The Mighty Johns by David Baldacci, read by Scott Brick. You know, said Tor North, if one really thinks about it, this field is logically comparable to the cortex surrounding the brain. The cortex, as I'm sure you know, is 1/10 of an inch thick and has vertical columns running from top to bottom that are roughly 2/1000ths of an inch in diameter. Tor bent down and plucked a few blades of grass and showed them to the young man next to him, whose name was Jimmy Swift. An east wind careened over the strange topography that surrounded the pair, wrapping the two young men in, at best, a precarious embrace. An east wind here was never kind or coddling. Sometimes it barely left you standing as it carried the foul smells of the nearby manufacturing plants and mining operations into the lungs of the folks here. The confusing gusts could do you serious damage if you weren't careful or respectful enough. Swift studied this visible air current, apparently very intent on the beast's artful maneuvering or whimsical ways, depending on how one looked at it. It was easy to see that Swift respected that east wind and understood its potential for deceit. Tor continued, Now those cortical columns could be the blades of grass on this field, Jimmy. Each column contains 110 neurons. There are 600 million such columns, and thus there are roughly 50 billion neurons in the cortex. He eyed his friend closely to gauge his interest and understanding for what lay ahead. For Tor North, something inevitably lay ahead.